We have item number six before us now. This is a decision on the Nacell River internal combustion motors proposal. Ron Warren is here to walk us through the decision before us. Thank you, Ron. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much. Director, commissioners, directors, Ron Warren with Fish Program, here to speak about internal combustion motor restriction rule that came to us via petition to the commission. Current rule during our North Falcon process, by the way, I'm going to walk through kind of a reminder of where we were last month prior to advancing further. So during North Falcon, we had this rule come to us. We had a trusted advisor do a lot of legwork and bring it to us. We didn't feel comfortable extending it past what we determined as a salmon regulation, wanting it to have a larger public input. The rule that was brought, and so we put into place fishing from a floating device, was prohibited. Floating device with an internal combustion motor was prohibited from the Highway 4 bridge to the Crown Mainline bridge from October 1st to the 15th. That was what we determined as the majority of the salmon season, even though the season lapses into the following year and into January. It did overlap with the steelhead season, therefore we determined to stop it. Some of the background, May of 2013, the commission received the petition and under RCW advanced it to the agency and directed, the direction was to initiate the rulemaking on June 21st. The proposed rule would prohibit year-round fishing from a floating device equipped with an internal combustion motor in the Nacell River from the Highway 4 bridge to the Crown Mainline Salmi Bridge. Just a quick reminder of where we're talking about, Southwest Washington and Pacific County. The Highway 4 bridge, as you are on Highway 4 and then upstream, just shy of 10 miles. So the public process was the CR-101 was filed in July. We had a public meeting in September down in Nacell. I'll get into participation and public comment later. CR-102 was filed October 18th. Comment period closed November 29th. And then the commission meeting in December, you also heard public comment. The public comment that we received in the Nacell meeting had about 20 people there. It was a nice turnout for the local community. Online comment period, 18th of October through the 29th of November, received 8 comments regarding the proposal, 6 worth from Southwest Washington, 1 Puget Sound resident, and 1 Eastern Washington resident. In support, our comments that we heard were the river was too small for boats, safety concerns for bank anglers. Opposition was that the loss of opportunity without scientific backing, the disabled anglers, and a possible motor limit, and that there were too many rules anyway. Since that time and what we've heard since the regulation was put in place during North Falcon, doesn't change our mind. This rule does not prohibit the use of a boat with a motor. It only prohibits the ability to fish from that boat with a motor. Therefore, staff recommend the adoption of this with a slight floor amendment. In the current rule that you have in your packets, it says in 122E, it's unlawful to fish with. We would strike with and say from a floating device equipped with an internal combustion motor, Any questions?
Questions, anyone? seems pretty straightforward. Looks like there's no questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any discussion? I think we need a motion. Commissioner Smith?
Thank you. I move to adopt the changes as proposed by the department, including the floor amendments.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I would second that motion.
Okay. The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to adopt the changes as proposed by the department, including the floor amendments. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.